1. Harlan Beckett settled behind his desk with a cup of strong espresso and looked at the files that Eloise, Mason Jacobs' new secretary, had placed on his desk. He sighed, hoping there was something more interesting in them than the current jobs he was working on. Although, why was he complaining? The last few weeks had been a welcome respite from the earlier turmoil. It was a Wednesday in late August. Black Kronos had vanished, and the information on their possible whereabouts had dried up. Jackson Strange was researching files diligently, while Harlan focused on his job with the Orphic Guild. He hated to say this, but while the jobs had been easy, he had needed to find a few alchemical manuscripts, old maps, and an unusual mirror. They were also boring. Nahum and Ash, the Nephilim, had helped him out with a few cases, and Gabe and Shadow with another, but he hadn't seen anything of them for a couple of weeks. Restless, he headed to the window and looked down onto Eaton Place, which was lined with expensive and therefore exclusive properties, sipping his drink while he did so. He opened the window and the sound of traffic carried inside on a wave of heat. London was hot, and it was making him claustrophobic. He had a sudden urge to get out of the city, and he returned to his desk, eager to see what new jobs he may have. There were only a handful of files, all containing job requests from known clients, and he searched through them quickly, growing increasingly frustrated. More old documents to bid on in auctions, one grimoire to find for an out-of-town witch, and a charmed bronze statue. He frowned at the last one. That sounded more interesting, but only just. He pinched the bridge of his nose. Dealing with Black Kronos seemed to have turned him into an adrenaline junkie. While he was deciding on a plan of action for the day, his phone rang, the vibrations carrying it across the desk. The barking greeting of an old client made him wince.
"Morning, Theo. I'm not deaf."
"Sorry, old boy, I'm excited. I have a job for you. It's urgent."
Harlan rolled his eyes. All of Theo's jobs were urgent in his eyes. Theobald Henry James Carmichael was in his late 70s and rich, with a castle in Kent, a townhouse in London, a house in Provence, one in Madrid, and no doubt many others. He also had a very young wife, a few ex-wives, and half a dozen children. He had made his money by trading in stocks and now was obsessed with antiques of an unusual provenance. He was the Orphic Guild's dream client.
"All your jobs are urgent, Theo,"
Harlan remonstrated with him gently.
"Ha, I know. The hazards of old age. I might die before you find my latest must-have. You're fitter than I am. You've got a good few years left in you yet. Go on, then. What do you need now?"
"You know, I don't really want to talk about this over the phone. It's sensitive."
Immediately suspicious, Harlan asked,
"Sensitive how? Does it involve stealing?"
Theo snorted.
"Nothing so sordid. Any chance you can pop in for a chat?
Are you in London?
In this heat, are you mad? No, I'm at my estate in Temple Morton. Can you pop in?"
Harlan suppressed a laugh. You could hardly pop into Theo's estate. It was nestled in the high weald of Kent and a good 2 hours' drive. But it did provide Harlan with an excuse to get out of London.
"No problem. I can be there late morning."
"Perfect. You're going to like this job, Harlan. I can feel it in my bones. This is going to be my greatest acquisition yet."
Theo hung up abruptly, as usual, and Harlan pocketed his phone, musing on what Theo wanted him to find. Suddenly energized, he turned his attention to the files on his desk, noting down the objects he needed to locate and where he should start looking for them when he returned, and then decided to find Olivia before he left the office. Knocking on her door down the corridor from his own, he stuck his head in.